Good morning. At 9:29, we got a cloudy sky, 14 degrees. And our Talk Around Wednesday continues, doing what we do every Wednesday. Got to check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Find out what's going on over there. On the phone with me, I have Kaylin this morning. Kaylin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you got something pretty timely, and I know a lot of people are going to want to hear this. Tips for shoveling. What can you tell us about this topic?
Sure, yep. Unfortunately, it's that time of year, so we see quite a few people for back or shoulder injuries that just as a result, too much shoveling or shoveling incorrectly. So I just wanted to talk about maybe a few tips that can kind of help reduce the risk of injury.
Sure.
So first of all, if you have some time to do some stretching beforehand, that could really help kind of prevent some injury, whether it's your arms, backs, legs. It could definitely kind of prevent injury that way, especially earlier in the year if your body's not as used to it. So some things to think about with shoveling, if you can lift a smaller load, kind of versus those bigger, heavier scoops, that can definitely take some burden off. It's also easier to push snow and use your legs versus using your back. Definitely want to make sure you keep your back straight, lift with your legs versus like twisting motions and stuff like that. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was picking a shovel. If you have a longer shaft for your shovel or just kind of sized appropriately for your body, that can definitely help as well. And then one last thing that people really kind of don't often think about is making sure your vision is clear. And so, you know, you're going to bundle up because it's super cold outside. Make sure you can see if there's icy spots or stuff like that, because we get a lot of falls on the ice as well. So.
And Kaylin, one thing, too, I think, you know, as far as easy does it, because the mistakes I always made every time I go out to shovel, I went at it like I was going to war. And it's like you really do got to kind of take it easy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're doing this.
Yeah, the more breaks you can take, you know, people think they can, like you said, just kind of go at it and do it all at once. But if you can give your body some breaks, lift those smaller loads, it's going to take you a little bit longer, but you'll definitely protect your body. So.
And I highly recommend stretching. You mentioned that. And because, again, I didn't follow that rule, and I usually paid for it the next day. Kaylin, some great information here about tips for shoveling. Definitely timely where we live here. If people want to know more about this, have any questions, what is your number at OSPTI?
Sure, yep. Over at the Breckenridge office, the number is 218-641-7725, and you can just give us a call if you have any questions, or you know, we can even educate you or go through kind of more in person and in depth about some techniques and stuff like that if people are interested. So
All right, Kaylin, great to talk with you. Listen, you enjoy the rest of the week, have a good weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
You bet. Wednesdays, talking with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge, here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives.